YouTube videos. RJ, did you mean to raise your hand? That's a no. Everybody, please check your phones and everything and make sure your hand's not raised. Victoria? Victoria,
hi.
You want to get
I'm
coached?
Here.
Okay.
I'm here. Hi.
Awesome. What are we coaching on?
Vienna, Austria.
You're in Austria?
I am.
Oh my gosh, you know how I love exotic. All my international people are exotic to me.
All right, just a few questions. First of all, I want to say that I was a newbie in January. Mm-hmm. And the last 14 days is the first time I've actually done my plans one day after another.
Okay, well, welcome to the
party.
And
that's because of an accountability partner.
Oh, who is it?
Rebecca.
Awesome.
So good program, but I'm still seeking out, trying to figure that out. But anyway, I've moved along. A few questions. If the no BS is being replaced mm-hmm. with, it's only the no BS that's being replaced in 2020?
Yeah.
Or any of the other courses?
We're going to be revamping the other courses. So a couple of them are going to come down because I've included them now into the no BS. So okay. we're actually going to be the next 3 days figuring out what's going to stay, what's not. And then a couple of the, like the buffering and the urges and taking control, they're all really three very similar courses. And I took the best of that and I'm putting it into the no BS now. There's a comprehensive overeating module now. Like it's everything that I learned this year through teaching the three bonus courses, we've put into this master, like, phase within no BS. Some of that's going to come out. Some of it won't, but it's not all the bonus courses are not going to get an overhaul overnight. Those are going to be getting overhauled throughout the year, but a few of them are redundant at this point. So we're going to take them down at the same time that we're releasing no BS.
Okay. So if I spend the next 3 weeks just re-listening the no BS and looking at some of these other three that you
mentioned. Sure, listen to this version of it. And then when we release the new one, I would start the new one. It okay. won't hurt you. It will only help you. Mm-hmm. This version has literally been out for 18 months. And okay. every success story we've had so far went through that version. So it's not, you know, the reason why we're redoing it is I've just been taking notes on what's still confusing, where could we dive deeper. The concepts are the same. So it's not like there's going to be some kind of four brand new basics and planners not changing. The core concepts are all the same. I'm just teaching them in a more succinct yet deeper level now.
Okay. Three other questions. Yeah. I've been catching up on some of the replays regarding the, I don't know how you say it, CTFAR.
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 Or you can call it the model.
The model. Okay. And I was confusing and thinking that the model was the same as thought downloads. I'm
yes.
clear on that now.
Yes.
But there was something that one of the other coaches said in a replay. It's been on my goal to master the realistic plans. That's my thing right now. And every day I get close, but I don't hit the mark. And so I've been also thinking, do I get hung up on the perfection piece or all the things that you just said? So, so my question is, she talked about when she first started to print out like 30 recovery sheets. Mm-hmm. You say often you do a thought download every day. I'm doing the CTFAR. I'm doing the model every day. It's after many years, it's gotten me writing again and journaling, which is great. So I wanted to know what else should I have printed out for every day besides a TDL, the CT, the model is there, and recovery sheets. What else?
I will tell you, I would have that just as long as you have a planner, and you have recovery worksheets, even with the no BS revamping, those are the two main things. Like when people when we do the new version, there will be new worksheets that will come along, but there's nothing in there that's daily. Like the planner is the daily, and the recovery worksheets are, they're going to be called discovery worksheets now.
Okay.
And those are the things that will help you break down what's going on with an overeat. There's one new worksheet that's coming out you might want when we do the No BS rewrite. And that is a, we have two different urges. So the discovery worksheet will be what will happen if you eat because of an urge. We also have one where if you don't eat because of an urge, we want you doing this worksheet. If urges are a big deal to you right now, eventually you can weed those out. Like, you don't have to keep doing those. But for a lot of us, when we really struggle with food urges and breaking our plan, the times when we do it right, that's the most important time to submit, so we can learn from what worked and why did it work. And we make the connection that it was our thoughts that got us through it. And then that helps us just, it, our brains cement the mistakes and they forget when we do it right. Like, it will always remember pain way more than it will ever remember pleasure from doing something right. It is such a small dopamine hit that your brain just doesn't even care unless you actively reinforce that you're doing it right. And then it's like, oh, this is like a prize. This is, you know, shit, smack me. Look at me. I'm doing it right. But most of us, that we do is we'll dismiss an urge and this is what we'll do. Thank God, I really dread the next one. I hope these go away soon. And so all our brain does is like learn a negative spin cycle and definition of urges. And then the second we eat through one, what do? We relive it shamefully and painfully and then wonder why our brain works so hard to eat so that we don't have to like experience the fear around urges because we've made them such a big deal. So you're doing right now, the next 3 weeks, recovery worksheets, planner, just stick right there.
And the day overview is actually like a mini TDL on the second page, right?
Yeah. You can even just, for a lot of you who don't want to do like big time thought downloads, that small one, that's the one I do every single day. And then I do a bigger thought download when I have something that I'm really like kicking over in my brain that I need to figure out. Like if I don't like the day that I cried so many times, the next day there was no tiny box TDL for Corinne. It was a big page TDL. Sometimes when I have like if Logan said something and I'm like trying to figure out how to parent him on it and stuff, I'll use my big downloads for doing that, where I'm really trying to like, what is the best way to explain this concept to him? And I'll like, you know, what, you know, like if I'm feeling unease about it, then I will like write about why is this worrying me? Why am I worried that he, you know, is listening to this kid or something like that? Like, so sometimes I use them to dig in there, but I think the bigger ones, they're there for you when you need more time.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad that you're like digging in. Congratulations to you and your accountability partner. Not everybody digs in December. You know, they're just like, it's Christmas. What are we doing? We shouldn't do anything.
No, I think it's a good time to dig in. And I'm the person who also said I'm doing the starting running the couch.
Are you really?
5K this week. We'll see.
You can do couch. It's not that I hate couch 5K. I did it way back in the day. But Jill Angie, I think, has a more runner-friendly version because, like, her version doesn't expect you to run the 5K in 30 minutes, whereas couch 5K kind of thinks you're going to finish in 30 minutes. Yeah. I've been working on that for 15 years.
That's not my goal. My goal is just to get back. And the reason I downloaded the 5K app was because I wanted a timer that was going to help me do the walk, run, rock, run. So
yeah,
that's where I'm starting.
I'm telling you, I have just really enjoyed setting this goal. I've not looked forward to every run, but I have really appreciated watching myself have to make myself do it, show up for myself, plan for it. It's made me start planning my weeks different. It's made me start paying more attention to my food. Like, I'm looking at like, what all can I learn about myself through the pursuit of this goal? Not being so consumed with doing the 30 minutes. It's more like, I wish that more of you did this with weight loss. Who am I becoming through the process? Like,
and in fact,
go ahead.
In fact, that's what got me going into the document every day.
Yeah.
The plan every day was, what am I just learning through the process?
Yeah.
What are the questions that are coming up and exploring them, and the prompts that you've given, and knowing the plan is there just to explore. And it's been really great. So
I'm so glad. I worked so hard on that planner. I tested so many planners, and then I did my own for a little while to kind of just figure out what I knew, what I loved. I knew which questions just literally helped set me up to be focused for the day. And like, whether or not I was the best version of me that day, at least was setting myself up to think about who that is.
Actually, the other thing that I've been, it's the question I've been asking myself every day, and I still haven't answered it, is what does my best life look like today? Mm-hmm. I have tons of things to be thankful for, but that's the thing that I've been working on lately. So if there are any replays or other podcasts that would be useful to listen to regarding that, I would be grateful.
I will think on it, and Betsy and Kathy might have suggestions. We'll put them in the show notes of this video replay if we can think of some stuff. There's some good stuff out there. I mean, I listen to all kinds of people that, you know, just talk about, you know, just, I love filling my brain. I hope you guys, I mean, I obviously want you guys listening to my content because you're here, you might as well. But one of the things that I will tell you that I noticed that is a differentiator between, the people that I see experience so much, just not just weight loss success, but they see so much of their life changing and stuff. They are reading more books and listening to more podcasts, and they're basically educating themselves and surrounding themselves with the person that they want to be. So they're listening to lots of different people speaking about it. So, you know, listen to me, of course, but God, listen to other people saying it differently.
Mind Valley has some things, and there are a couple of apps out there now, but it's just, you know, waking up in the morning feeling good, waking up to the best person in the world besides myself, sunshine, you know, basic things. Those are all best life qualities for me. Maybe that's what my best life means.
Well, I think that's great. Do you ever listen to Rachel Hollis at all?
Do not know her. Rachel Hollis?
Yeah, she has a book called Girl, Wash Your Face.
Oh, yeah. I've been reading her book. Yep.
Yeah, I love her stuff. Her podcast is good. She's very just all about gratitude. I mean, I think gratitude is, like, when I think about Rachel Hollis, the first thing I think about, other than just being a baller, who's like killing it for women right now, I think about her stance on gratitude. And I did one of her 90-day journals recently. And every morning you write like the five things you're grateful for. And it really was funny to me how, once I got into the habit of doing it, how I was so grateful for the simplest things in life. And I think you're onto something when you're starting to think about, I think a lot of us, when we think about what is our best life, like, our brain immediately goes to, like, we have to accomplish things, or we have to have these better things, or like there's something out there. And we totally forget that our best life will always be the one you're living now. You can always pursue all that other stuff. It's right. Really hard to get there and love that if you don't love what you have now anyway.
And in fact, I've added at the top of the first page, I add morning gratitude. And in the evening at the top of the second page, I have just evening gratitude. Just whatever comes, couple of things.
If we ever redo it, I'll probably add the gratitude on there. It's probably the one thing I missed on this thing that I should have put in. So
it's good. Thank you so much. Have a lovely Christmas, lovely holiday.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Those are some good questions. Gina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Well, I'm okay. I was in the hospital with my mom all night. Yeah, she got rushed to the emergency room during my Christmas party. Anyways, she's doing better.
Good.
Yeah, she's doing better today. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you. You've commented on some of my posts. I've lost 110 pounds with you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've lost every single pound with you. So, first of all, my heart's racing a little bit.
Did you fill out your Century Club form?
I did. I actually, I have my, thing right here.
Okay. That's why I was asking. I didn't want to like say something because we always send everybody a plaque. So yeah.
Anyways, so sorry, I don't want to give you vertigo.
You're fine.
So anyways, but I want to thank you because you've changed my whole life. You've changed people's lives all around me. Anyways, I was even proud the way I showed up for my mom this morning. You know, I've removed all the drama out of my life. And I think my whole life I've been very drama filled. And anyways, I've waited a very long time to talk to you.
Good Lord. Sounds like today's a good day to talk to.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm in a really good place. I was at my Christmas party last night and I'm one of the people that wanted to lose weight during the holidays. So I kind of just showed up and I woke up this morning at my lowest weight I've been to date. I'm 110 pounds down today.
So. Oh gosh. Just kidding.
Yeah.
You know, so, it still is crazy to me when you guys have so much success. Y'all's weight loss never gets old. I just don't think it will.
No, it sure doesn't. I mean, I can't even tell you, like, everybody in my life knows who you are, and some of them don't even know who you are, but they hear Corinne. I say, you don't even know what Corinne would say about that. Like, she would say this and she would say that. And they're like, who's Corinne? And I'm like, Corinne Crabtree. And I assume everyone in the world knows who you are.
We should have one of those little flat Corinnes where you guys can like take her place.
Yeah. I share the posts all the time because I don't know how you originally came across my feed, but I literally wanted to die on my 39th birthday. I just didn't want to be around anymore. And I found you the next day, the 8th of September, 2018. And I started listening to you and I listened to your podcast and I listened to all the coaches probably 2 hours every day of my life because it just keeps me so centered. Yeah.
You're one of the people I was just talking about.
Yeah.
When you're listening to this stuff and you're putting it in your head, like, y'all, 110 pounds.
Yeah.
She's letting that be the loudest voice in her head, not random bullshit that's out there.
Yeah, I love that everything is figure outable. And that's kind of the mantra of my life now is like nothing is something that I can't control, something that I can't, you know, take, you know, ownership of, something that I can't figure out. So I figure out everything and I just make everything work now. And I don't really, I don't struggle with a lot anymore. Everything, I bring the temperature down on it. I take the drama out of it and I just figure out how I can hit it head on. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So I just want to thank you. You have changed not only my life, but so many people. My best friend is in the tribe and she lives here, and I have other tribe sisters that have been to camp that live here in Prescott, Arizona.
Okay.
And so and I know you were just in Scottsdale. So, I just, everything that I listen to every day just keeps me completely focused. So I just want to thank you. And I'm 23 pounds from my goal weight. So
yes, Mom.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make sure, like, when you hit your goal, like, tag me on Facebook, but also tag Mary Jo to some, like, if you can imagine, I probably get, like, a bajillion tags a day.
Oh, I'm sure.
I love them, and I try to check them, but there's a lot of them. So
make sure
you tag Mary Jo or even send it to support so I can come in and make sure I want to see it is what I'm saying.
Yeah, your assistant actually had, when I posted about when I got to my 100 pounds, she's going to be featuring me when they're doing all this stuff in later December. So she's going to be doing my story. Yeah, so thank you for that. Yeah, it made me feel really good. Yeah, so What I wanted to specifically coach on today is, I don't know, I'm really more just kind of advice. I'm trying to level up right now in regards to, so I love my coffee in the morning, and I've actually gone to a no sugar, no, I don't mean sugar free, because I don't really believe in sugar free things. Everything I do, I either do it full fat or I just don't do it. But it's like sweetened with like mung fruit and I don't know, some kind of, it's an MCT oil, mung fruit, something. I get it at the health food store. But I do love my coffee time in the morning, but I drink over a gallon of water a day. I drink probably between a gallon and a gallon. Yesterday it was a gallon and a half because I knew I had the party last night. So my question is I've heard other people that do really, not even necessarily in the tribe, just in my life, I've heard people that drink water first thing when they wake up in the morning instead of coffee. And I was wondering if you thought that maybe a level up could be weaning myself off of coffee and
how much
and
just coffee are you drinking?
Two 12 ounce cups in the morning.
Why don't you just go to 2 8 ounce cups?
Okay, so just make the Keurig go down to the 8 ounce setting and yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
try just make that. I don't think, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, unless you just want, I mean, do you think your coffee is like, why are we talking about this? Is your weight loss slowing down? Or are you just thinking you're going to have to level up? Or
no, in fact, I lost 4.4 pounds last week. No.
Don't change your coffee.
And I go to the gym every day. I run now. I'm just trying to figure out, because my original goal, and I know, and maybe I just had an unrealistic goal, was when I started, I wanted to get to Wonderland before my 40th birthday, which just passed in September. And then at that point I was at 80 pounds lost in September. Since I joined the tribe in September, I've lost another 40 pounds.
Okay.
So yeah. So I've really been doing all the thought work and my planner and my planning and all the stuff. And so I didn't know if a level up could be where I, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out more ways to do better.
Here's what I would do. I would not change anything right now.
Okay.
I would keep, if you're losing weight at a good clip like you are,
yeah,
your body is saying everything that you're doing it likes. And if you like everything that you're doing, like when yeah. when I was losing weight, I didn't change stuff unless there was a signal that I needed to change something. So I either, my energy levels were off or my weight wasn't moving or something like that. Otherwise, what I did was I just enjoyed the hell out of what I was doing. And I
right.
The level up is really, I think for you is, and I don't see this like coming up so much, but it's more, let's just really solidify this is who we are. Like
right.
More of the thought downloads, like just like saying like, I don't need to change anything. There's
right.
Like, tell me why you would want to, other than just like, do you have any reasons for why you're looking to change things before your body says it needs it?
No, because I did have a small stall, and I figured out why I was stalled a little bit. It wasn't like this week. It was a couple weeks ago, and I kind of figured it out, and I worked through it, and then I started losing again.
Okay.
And
what is your reason? You have to have one. So I'm just curious what the reason is, and we can just look at that.
Sure. I had started dating a guy, and I cut it off quick because I did this when I lost 70 pounds in 2011. And I guess I have fear around getting caught up in a relationship. And back in 2011, I know I'm pulling old stuff in, but I started dating this guy, and he was a steak and potatoes guy, and I just wanted to be normal. And I started eating the way he ate, and I gained all my weight back and then some. And that's how I ballooned up to 313. Okay. And we ended up breaking up, and then, you know, I was alone for a long time. And now that I'm a lot, I'm very slender now. I mean, I'm in small pants and small, and I not size small, but I mean, I'm smaller, and I feel attractive again. And I'm the one thing that I write on my planner every day is, I'm sorry, I'm trying to read this. It says getting into a really, my situation that might trip me up is getting into a relationship before I'm ready. I will be honest with myself about a man's worthiness of my time and my heart. I will no longer accept sex when what I really want is to be loved. I want a man with balance in his life. And so I had been dating this guy and he was all in love with me, and I kind of just broke things off because I saw myself slipping, because I wanted to be normal and go out. I eat really gross. I eat all whole foods. I eat very healthy.
That's not gross.
No, I know.
But I want you to, but you said it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you don't know. That's how I know you don't know. Because you would net, like, if you're like, oh, it's totally not gross, that word would never even come into your brain. So there's, what I want you to do is I want you to do some thought downloads on thinking about the way I eat is very normal. This is very normal. And the way other people's eat are other people's. like men or whatever, it's very normal for them.
Right.
We do not need to mirror each other. And we do not need to feel like I have to eat like this person in order to... I think what's happening, what I'm seeing, is you have made a connection that your weight gain was because of dating someone.
Mm-hmm.
Your weight gain was because you decided to eat food. And your brain's got to really lock in on that. Otherwise, dating, in the second that you want to have an exception meal, every single time your brain will go to, see, this is how it all starts. See, this is a problem. That's not a problem. We don't want to set it up as a problem.
Right.
I'm not saying that this guy you broke off with, like, right or wrong. I just want you to start really understanding.
Right.
There's a world where I can be dating and eating like I do and having an amazing time. And I think that my food is wonderful and amazing. And whoever is with me gets to eat however they want. And their food is wonderful and amazing for them.
Right.
I don't feel like, I don't want you judging their food, because if we start like villainizing steak and potatoes dudes and pizza guys and all this other stuff, you're literally going to like limit your pool of dudes.
Right.
Phase one is we'll never meet that man because they all eat pizza and burgers. Like my husband, I took a picture the other day. We went to a date night. Like the biggest fried chicken sandwich I think I've ever seen in my life with 1,000 different other things on it that were ungodly and french fries. And I took a picture to show everybody. It's like, and I had my salad and I didn't think bad things about him. And I didn't think I was missing out. I just thought, and we're on date night.
Right. Right.
And that's what I want for you is to be like, what you guys are actually ordering and eating is not anything. And the more you go out and you listen for the thoughts of like, oh, they're eating like a normal person, that's because you have not defined you as normal yet.
That's
the real work is like, oh, I still need to like really accept this is the new me. This is not just the me losing weight. This is me.
Yeah. And everything I do, I love the way I eat. I eat it and it, I feel energized by the food I eat. When I said gross, I just mean probably to most people, like they'd open up my fridge and be like, and where's the food? Because like I eat, like everything I eat is all whole foods and it's all super, super natural. And I like it. Now that's not to say that I don't eat exception foods, because I absolutely do. I don't eat sugar on the regular, but I will when I feel like it. And I do plan for, you know, pizza and french fries. Those are my like favorites right there. Those are my thing. That's my jam. So but I eat really healthy. So I guess I do need to do some thought work around, you know, figuring out what, you know, what that looks like dating somebody and allowing them to be able to eat how they want. But I think deeper than that too, I want to date somebody that's very healthy. I want someone that, I see people at my gym that they work out together and I don't need that, but I'm just saying like, I see couples coming into the gym and he goes off and lifts weight and she goes off to the treadmill and, you know, they meet up in the middle and whatever. I just would love someone that was on a healthier path also.
That's great. I think that's awesome. But what I like, you can want and pick whatever you want, of course, you know,
right.
But what I'm more concerned about is that when he's eating whatever he eats and your thought is, this is a problem that he's eating that because that's making me think I want that. That's making me think just like I did when I gained all of my weight. And it's like, I want you to be in the space of he's eating what he's eating and it's not a problem that I want that too.
Right.
I'm just not going to get this meal. But there's not a problem with wanting. It's just like saying, it would be like me going, like when we have camp, the like bane of my existence is when it is Friday night and I have to see all the girls having a good time and drinking and I can't.
Right.
I don't think it's a problem. Like, oh my God, I can't be around it and everything. I'm just like, of course you want to be like drinking with everyone else and having a good time. That's normal. Rather than you thinking I'm not normal because of how I eat and he's eat. Like, do you see how like there's such a different way? It's like there's a compassion to, yeah, every glass of wine these girls are drinking looks delicious and I want it. But you know what? This bitch has to be on stage all day and they're just sitting in a comfy ass chair. So
right.
I have to be okay with my desire and not judge myself. Because here's stage two of that. When you judge yourself for having the desire or you think this is wrong or this, you know, I want to like protect myself from not having these thoughts. The second stage is you end up either caving or you end up cutting yourself off from all the things that you might enjoy. It's not good.
I totally get it. It's something I've been struggling with, and I struggle in life with balance in general. I work 70 hours a week, and I still get to the gym every night after work. And I mean, I struggle. I'm one of these all or nothing persons and people. So I get that. So it's just something that I'm trying to figure out right now is how that all looks for me. And I guess I was so scared with him because I saw it happening so fast and I didn't want to get like 23 pounds from my weight, my goal weight and get deterred off. I told myself inside, I'm like, I'll end up hating this person because I'll blame them for not getting to my goal. And so I guess I'm just trying to figure out what that looks like for me. And so I guess I really need to do a lot of work, thought work around it.
Yeah, I would definitely look at, what can you learn from this experience? There were times we were going out and I was so fearful about gaining my weight because I was having very normal thoughts about food rather than working on the normal thoughts around food. I made this like conclusion. This is just like the old me. This is just, this is happening so fast. This is like all these things. It's like, oh no, wait, what's supposed to be happening? I'm just supposed to work on. I notice when I go out with someone, we eat different that I want to eat like them. Is that a problem? It's only a problem if I start eating like them.
Right.
I don't have to like stop going out with people. What I need to do is notice I don't need to judge myself for having those thoughts. I also don't need to be fearful of having those thoughts. We need to practice having those and being like, yeah, of course. I want to eat all the things sometimes, especially when everybody else is having a good time doing it. That's even better.
Right. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all really good.
There's been a lot of emphasis in 2020 for all of us on really start showing you lots of your thoughts where you guys think they're big problems. You want to change the circumstance or you want to change and feel good. And I'm like, what if we don't do that? What if we're going to start practicing more about just being with the things that we think and not having to work so hard on changing everything we think, but really just seeing them for what they are.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Corinne. I'm the champion for you in the world. I really am. I just scream your name to everybody that'll listen. Even people that have 20 pounds to lose, or I think they might have some thought work that they could benefit from, you know, hearing you. I just believe everything that you say and please never change exactly who you are. You have touched my life in such a deep way.
Well, thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. And I love all of you. And it means a lot to me when you guys tell me to stay who I am. Because the struggle for me here lately has been hearing how many people don't like who I am. It's like when you're ready to change everyone's life, it means not everyone wants it.
That's right.
That is what I've found. I'm like, why doesn't everybody want that?
Yeah. No, I hear you. Thank you so much.
All right.
I will. I'll check back in. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Jackie? You there, Jackie? There you are. Here's your face. Hello. No, I cannot hear you. I think it's on your side. Okay. Try to change your setting real fast. I was telling Logan the other day about just being who you are, and he had this conversation. I don't remember what he and I were talking about. We were just talking about, like, identifying who you are, and you just kind of just have to be yourself and not, you know, it's just so exhausting to try to be someone else for everyone else. And at some point, you just kind of have to be yourself and be okay with sometimes being upset because not everybody likes you. It's easier for me to be upset and go through the pain of people not liking me than it is to spend my days trying to figure out how to walk the eggshells to please everyone and all that shit. And so I'm going to go ahead. Jackie, if you get it fixed, let me know. Just raise your hand again. I'm going to move on to Doreen. But one of the things he was telling his daddy after we'd had this conversation is they were on the way to school, and he said, being a programmer, I've just really figured out that's just who I am. And it's so much fun to live my life being who I am. And I was like, holy shit. He said, he told Chris, it's just who I identify as. And like, it almost makes no sense to him that people would want to ever be anything other than like figuring out who they are and then just go to work on being that person in the world. And I'm like, God, if we all could think like that, it's like, how do we drop that brain into other people? Doreen, are you wanting to get coached? All right. It looks like Jackie and, oh, and there she is. Unmute. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know what else. I was going to like, you know what I mean? I was going to go hallelujah. And it came out like a crazy person. All right. What can I help you with today?
Oh, I am just struggling.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks, it's like nothing has mattered. I haven't been able to have those talks with myself that say, you know, hey, what are you doing? It's like, I just tell that future person to be quiet and let me eat what I want to eat. Yeah. And so today I decided to go ahead, pull out my planner, start like it's a brand new month, brand new week, everything, and fill it out. And I'm in such a hole that I can't even come up with, where did I get stuck? I got stuck on the positive thought I will practice this week.
Okay, well, let's figure that thought out.
I'm just stuck, and I don't know.
Well, quit telling yourself you're stuck. Let's just pretend we're not stuck. You know how I know you're not stuck? Okay.
Because I actually came on the podcast.
Yeah. You raised your hand. Right. You showed up for a live call. There's 183 people here right now. Guess how many people are in the tribe?
A lot.
7,000.
1,000?
One of 183 people out of 7,000 that said, on Sunday, I'm going to go to this call. I'm going to raise my hand, and I'm going to talk about what's been going on. I'm also going to get my planner out and get this far and need help on it.
Okay, that's as far as I got.
But that's not someone who's stuck.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. I'm not beyond, I didn't burn the planner. I guess that would have been seriously stuck.
No one have a book burning with my planner. I'm just saying it's a rule now.
No, and I wouldn't consider, and you know, to be perfectly honest, it was easy for me to get to. We just had a party at our house, and I stashed, you know, that old stash everything. We've got that one bedroom you can't go into. And my planner stayed, you know, out on my bookshelf where I could reach it. So you're right. I'm not as stuck as I could be. It's just,
how about we just quit saying we're stuck at all.
I know. Like, I get rid of that word, huh?
Yeah, it's, well, I just want you to think about it. every time you like insist that you're stuck, or now it's like, well, I'm not stuck, but I'm not as stuck as I could be. It's like what if we just don't argue to be stuck?
Okay.
We argue to be moving forward.
Okay.
Like I'm not, you could say, I'm not moving forward like I would like to be. So I wonder how I do that. That's so, like, do you see the different energy in, I'm not moving forward as like as much as I'd like to be, but how could I be is very different than I'm just stuck and I don't know what to do. Don't know what's going on. There's a lot of like just helpless energy there. Whereas the other one is more like, you know, I'm a little disappointed, but I also need to be really curious about what I can be doing.
Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to move you around.
I finally taught all of you about my weird car sickness that I get on Zoom.
I live with a daughter that gets car sick. You know, I used to think it was just that she always wanted to ride in the front seat, but that's not it.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so I need to come up with a positive thought that I'm going to practice this week.
Yeah. So just tell me a few that, if you could have any thought you wanted, you don't even have to believe it, what would you like?
Oh, boy. That I can do this for a week.
Okay. I'm going to make a list, okay?
Okay.
I can do this for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Yikes.
Don't worry about it working, being believable. Like we're brainstorming.
Okay.
The rest of the tribe at this point.
Planning. I can make a plan every morning. No, you know what? I've got to change that because I've been making my plan in the morning. And I have a feeling doing my plan and everything in the evening is going to be better for me. And I haven't tried it yet. So I think I can make a plan after dinner.
Okay. And why do you think the after dinner plan's better?
I think that if I do the after dinner and I evaluate my day, while it's still on that same day, you know, not getting up the next morning and thinking back. And I get up in the morning from the minute my feet hit the floor, I already know what I'm going to do. I think it might be better. I've been considering it for a while. But the thing is that in the morning, I'm kind of by myself. And I think I just need to change some stuff up now that I'm thinking about it. I usually sit down and work on my plan at the table. It's in our back room where the TV is and everybody is. And in the evening and in the morning, I'm back there by myself. So I think maybe I just need to move it to the living room.
I have your thought. You said it yourself.
Okay.
The reason why I just love making people brainstorm thoughts and stuff is usually you come up just when you just start kind of rambling about something, your power thought will come out.
Okay.
I just need to change some stuff up. Do you see the difference between I'm stuck and I just need to change some stuff up?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
How does it feel when you think I just need to change some stuff up?
It seems possible.
Yeah, and when they say I'm stuck over and over again, what does that feel like?
It feels, okay, all I can think, I live in Minnesota.
Oh my God, you know that's where Logan wants to live, right?
You tell Logan, we moved to Minneapolis. I love it. Pete can come visit us.
He's lying.
It is a great place. My kids moved here, you know, we moved from, when our kids were little, they all started with, we're going back to California the moment we can. Nobody's packed up and left. Yes, it is cold, but you know, it is so worth it. And you never waste that day here saying, oh, the weather's so, you know, it's a nice day. I should go on a bike ride. Because when I lived in California, every day you could go on a bike ride. Here, you say it's a nice day, drop everything, go on that bike ride. You don't waste those good days.
Can you imagine if you just thought every single day, like, it's a good day. There's no reason not to, like, what you were just talking about, for like, you were doing about the weather. What if you just thought that about you instead of making it all about Minnesota and its magic weather? You just don't waste a day. You said, you just don't waste a day. Like that's just the way it is. What if you just decided from now on, I just don't waste a day. I don't sit around thinking I'm stuck. That would be a waste.
Well, that, right, and the reason I was going to say, going back to that, was I was thinking, a lot of times when my car is stuck in the snow, which does happen sometimes, it means getting somebody, an external person to help me. But I need to change some stuff up. That's kind of like, I can do that myself.
Yeah.
So I do like what you said. I need to change some stuff up.
But I want to remind you, I didn't put that.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Okay.
I want you to really understand your brain. Your brain that couldn't come up with a thought produced the thought.
It did, once I rambled.
All I asked you to do was just, hey, let's just be wrong. Let's come up with ideas for the tribe, see what sticks. So in the future, when this happens again, because it always happens again, you're going to have a few days, things don't go the way you think they should. And next thing you know, you're thinking, you're like, I'm stuck, it's going to come back. All I want you to do is I want you to just write, like, if I was going to just come up with possible thoughts to believe about not being stuck, what could else be true right now? Make a list until you find one. It's like, okay, that I could probably get my hands around. The rest of them might be some like unicorn shit, but this one is doable.
Okay. So. I really appreciate help on this.
You're welcome, because here's what I want to show you. You have two thoughts, and I want you to write them down so that you know you have them. I just don't waste a day.
Uh-huh.
I want you to think that also. And I want you to do that. I just need to change some stuff.
Okay, I'm writing both of those down right now.
Yeah. And you just keep trying things. Is it Doreen?
It's actually, I don't know why that N ended up there. I am a Doreen, and Doreen, D-O-R-E-N-E.
Oh.
But I go by Dory. So both are right.
Well, Dory, I want you to just keep thinking. This, I actually was talking about this in a video the other day that's getting ready to release soon. I don't know when. I shoot so many videos now. And one of the things that I really was talking about was when I got started, I had to make a fundamental shift in who I was. And I had to go from the person who always tried to find all the reasons why I was stuck and like just ruminate about it and feel bad about it and judge myself about it and stuff. And I finally had to just draw a line in the sand and just say, like, every day I'm figuring something out. I don't know what it's going to be. It does not have to be perfect anymore. Like, I let all that bullshit go. It was just like, what can we be doing today? There's got to be something. If it's a thought, if it eats like two bites less, if it's whatever it is, I keep my brain focused on today and what we're going to do different. You only have to lose weight one day at a time anyway.
That's true. I'm going to write at the top of my 24-hour plan today, and I'm going to do that for a week.
Yeah.
So that I can remind myself.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week.
You too, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye.
I can't wait to tell Logan that we coached somebody from the Minnesota. All right, Jackie. You've had your hand up for a long time. Hello.
Hi. 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 Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. What we coaching?
I'm a first timer.
Oh, were you the one I tried to call on earlier?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure we got that. Okay, good.
Yeah. So I just have to say, so I've been in the tribe since June, and I, you know, with my accountability group, I've kind of come to realize I'm absolutely not taking advantage of all of the awesome things that you offer with the program. And I just happened to open the newsletter this morning, and I was like, my kids happened to be invited on a play date. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get on today. I don't get to get on very often. So I am not only a first timer on one of these Sunday Zoom calls, but also obviously first timer getting coached. So I'm really excited.
Nice.
So I just have actually just two questions. My first one is about my plus two. So I really struggle with this. Basically, what I'm struggling with is I can eat a very, very small amount of food. And when I think about it, I'm like, I'm satisfied. I'm not hungry anymore. Okay. But, you know, let's say I put a yogurt, a sandwich, and a piece of fruit or something on my lunch. And I eat the yogurt and the piece of fruit, and I'm satisfied. I don't need the sandwich. But I know that in 45 minutes or an hour, I'm going to be really hungry again. So I struggle with, okay, I know in my head right now, like, I'm satisfied. Like, I don't really need to. What was that?
What if you're not?
What if I'm not satisfied?
What if you're going to be hungry in 45 minutes?
Oh, right.
That doesn't mean you're satisfied yet. It means that you may just need to eat more food.
Okay. So I guess I just like struggled because I'm like, well, now am I overeating? Because I feel like I just am really struggling with finding my plus two. And I've listened to the Hunger Scale podcast multiple times trying to figure it out. But I just am really.
Are you tracking like, this is what satisfied feels like in my body? Are you always getting hungry 45 minutes later to an hour?
No, not always.
So when do you typically get hungry?
Like today, for example, I had a salad for lunch, and as soon as I was done eating it, I was totally fine.
Okay.
Like I was like, I'm satisfied. I'm not full. This is a two. And then 45 minutes later, I'm at a negative two.
Like, tell me the sensations in your body that make you sold on the idea you're hungry after 45 minutes, and how big was the salad and stuff?
It was a pretty big salad. I mean, it was like, you know, when you fill up a salad from the salad bar at a grocery store. So it was a large foam tray, you know, and it had a lot of vegetables. I'm sorry?
What was on it?
So it was spinach, lots of different veggies. There was some cheese and, let's see. What else did I put on it?
Did you put any protein on it?
Eggs.
Eggs? You don't eat meat?
I do, but not from the salad bar. I just don't like it. That's just because I don't like it.
Eggs, cheese, and lots of veggies. And then you had some dressing?
Yes, ranch dressing.
Full fat?
Yes, full fat.
Okay, good.
So anyway, so then I was hungry, but sometimes I'll eat like everything, you know, I'll eat the sandwich, the yogurt and the banana or whatever. And I'm at a two, and it takes me to, you know, 3 or 4 hours. I just am like struggling with,
Let me ask you this. When you eat a yogurt and a fruit and you're at your, and you feel like you're at your plus two and you don't eat the sandwich and you're hungry 45 minutes later, why not just eat the sandwich?
Because that's a good idea. I guess because then I'm like, well, lunch is over. But I guess it was on my plan because
lunch is over.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thought, not a,
yeah,
like a fact.
Right.
The time lunch is over is when you're in like second grade and you leave the cafeteria.
Right.
That's when lunch is over.
Right.
The adults won't let you have the food anymore.
Right. So I guess, yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like, I mean, that's a really good point because I feel like, okay, that was lunchtime. So I was satisfied. So it's done. I'm not going to just like keep grazing, but I guess it's not grazing if it's on my plan for something to eat.
This. Number one, if we quit describing our hunger scale as struggling,
yeah,
describing it as something to figure out,
Yeah.
If rather than always talk late, when you rewatch the video, I think you should have to do like, do you do squats or anything? Do you do anything you don't like in exercise land?
Oh yeah, of course. But
for every time
squats is a good one.
All right. So for every time that you said the hunger scale, you struggle with it, I want you to do like 50 squats. You'll hate me. You'll be like, I couldn't walk for a week, bitch.
Yeah. No, but that makes sense. So, I mean, so basically what you're saying is if you're hungry, eat. And when you're not hungry, stop. I mean, right?
Pretty much. That's kind of been the goal from the get-go. Like, we give you the construct of the hunger scale with numbers to, like, be able to have a graphic. And to be able to give you, like, we can call it plus. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have to type, like, hunger and satisfied. We can just do plus or minus two. Like, that's the beauty of it, all right?
So,
outside of that, it's always, you're always going to be playing with it. You're going to have some days where you're going to eat and you're going to think you've gotten to your plus two. And if it's 45 minutes later, you're hungry, there's two things to do. One, finish your meal, because lunch is never over. There's like, this is what I ate. I think lunch is over for you. Like, tell me when you think, well, lunch is over. How does that make you feel? I just would love to know the general feeling about that one, that thought.
You know, I mean, really lunch is just, I don't really have any thoughts. I don't feel like, I mean,
no, that's a thought. Lunch is over. Thought. I know you think it is, but it's a thought.
Right. I guess I don't have any feelings necessarily about lunch being over.
Every
I do.
Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just guesses. It won't be like, you know, terrible. Deprived. Right. It's not going to be like an extreme one.
Right.
But it's going to be a neutralized thought. It's probably not producing the result we want. That's what I want to show you.
Right. I mean, after lunch, it's just kind of like, okay, I'm finished so I can move on to the other things I need to do.
Yeah. But is that a feeling? So we have yogurt and fruits. Okay. Didn't eat our sandwich.
Right.
This is our circumstance. And your thought was, all right, lunch is over.
You're right.
And here, we'll add to the circumstance. Think I'm at my plus two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So now we have a real circumstance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your brain's like, okay, we got this sandwich. We didn't eat it. We're at our plus two. Lunch is over. And you feel what?
Satisfied. No?
Satisfied. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Satisfied is fine. The action is what? Deny.
What was that?
Deny hunger in 45 minutes.
Right. Right. Deny hunger in 45 minutes. And the result usually is... It usually, when I do that, is that I end up overeating later on.
Okay, so that's actually an action. So, overeat later. This is how we know this thought blows goats for you.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch is over is so productive and causing the feeling that we need to solve. Because the overall thing is we think we're at our plus two. And you're calling it, you're struggling with it and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're not generating a feeling with this thought of curiosity and openness. You're closing the door.
Right.
It is over. So like a feeling might be done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's exactly like lunch is done. Like it's just done. And I'm feeling like, at that time, I feel fine with it.
But this is the thing. If you're going to solve for plus two that you're struggling and confused by, are you going to get there by feeling fine about how you currently think about it?
Right.
You need to get there by being curious about how you currently think about it.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to show you, is that very often, guys, all of you, you will have these little thoughts like this that you won't think matter, that won't be anything. And it's like, I want you to think about, So this is what happens. Deny hunger in 45 minutes, overeat later. Guess what? Losing weight is over. Learning my hunger scale is over.
Mm-hmm.
This does not produce an action line when you're satisfied of like, ooh, wonder why I might be hungry. Look to see, like, sometimes maybe when I eat yogurt and fruit, I may feel satisfied, mm-hmm. but that alone isn't enough to keep me satisfied.
Right.
So I need to think about that. Is that the best option for me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when a new model of like, what are we going to think about all of this? It could even just be like, time to pay attention. Lunch is never over. I'm always right. thinking about my hunger scale. I'm always willing to question it, whatever it may be. You need
right.
to start with a thought about your food that makes you curious and question
yeah.
your hunger scale and not struggle with your hunger
right.
scale. This thought is causing the struggle.
Right.
We're not done.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that kind of helps me with, you know, putting the snacks on, because I tend to, if the snack's on there, I'm eating them all, even if I'm not, because the snack's on there. But really, that kind of helps my thoughts around having a snack on my plan, because if I'm hungry, eat one of them. Like, because, you know, I'll put a granola bar and a yogurt on, and I think that snack has to all happen together, and it doesn't. If I eat the granola bar and I'm satisfied at that point, then I'm done. I have another snack later if I'm hungry, if I get to a negative two again. So
I would just, like, if you guys want to simplify it, we kind of talk about this in the No BS Rewrite. Like, I'm all about the plus two stuff. You're still going to see the hunger scale in there. But the bigger mm-hmm. question is, before you eat anything that goes in your mouth, am I hungry? Am mm-hmm. I really hungry?
Right.
If I'm not legit physically hungry, I need to be like wondering why I want to eat right now when my body doesn't need it. It doesn't right. mean that you'll always not eat. Sometimes you'll be like, I know why I want to eat. Because right. I have a planned snack. That's something I need to be aware of, that I'm planning snacks I'm not even hungry for anymore, but I'm justifying eating them because I'm so worried I'll get hungry. So maybe I should work around my fear of hunger versus
right.
just having a whoopie snack.
Right.
No matter what it is.
Right.
You know, like right. that's how you open the door to really start uncovering so much. And it literally starts with that simple question of right before you eat every single time, guys, am I hungry? And you do mm-hmm. not judge yourself if you want to go ahead and eat, but you still track it. You still ask, well, why am I going to choose to eat? What am I getting from this? Most of us, what we're getting, and it's not always super emotional. It's like, well, I'm so worried I'll be hungry before dinner. I don't want to be like cranky at 5 and have to make it all the way to 6.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like, we need to know those things so that
right.
you can start being like, well, okay. But maybe tomorrow, maybe we try it just to see if we even get cranked. That's how you get curious. But when lunch is done or the snack is planned, like those little things, those little right. thoughts, I guarantee you the majority of you are going to lose so much weight if you just start figuring out, am I hungry? And if you're not physically hungry, either wait or at least identify why you want to eat anyway, and then go to ask coaches and get coached on it.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I have one more quick thing.
Yeah.
It should be quick. So my energy is also just really not great. Okay. Do you recommend, or are there any, like, you know, supplements you would recommend for energy, or, you know, what, you know, I get plenty of sleep. I really do.
How much sleep you get?
At least 7 hours, but, you know, a lot of times close to 8.
Is it quality sleep?
Yeah, it's, okay. it is.
Are you drinking all of your water?
No. I'm not great with my water.
Okay.
So
the first energy supplement is water. I will tell you, there is the two things before anybody ever takes anything for like energy levels. I always want you to be 100% on making sure you're doing all you can to get good sleep and that you're getting all your water. If you mm-hmm. do not have enough water in your system, your body down regulates to compensate. Especially water is probably even more so than sleep, because your body can't survive more than 3 days without water. Okay. Like, you'll die literally.
Right.
If you ever want to know what true misery is, y'all think it's hungry. You go 24 hours without drinking something and you will have, your body will generate this primal deserve to preserve itself. It is unlike anything you've ever experienced. It's terrible. That's how we know that water is so important. So if you're day to day, just low on water, you'll be sleepier. You'll be more tired and you will experience way more sugar and carb cravings than anyone else will. Because your body is like, I am so desperate for hydration, I'll take it in any form I can get. Just give it. And if it knows that you like sugar or if it knows you like overeating, it will press that button because you're ignoring the water button. It can't. Right. It's like, I've tried there and you won't listen. So I'm going to try over here.
Right. Okay. Makes I will sense. Up my water.
Get the water up. And then if you do want to start supplementing, the next one is always vitamin D. A lot of people who complain about energy, like me, this is the time of year it's hard. I made myself go walk outside yesterday. I know that the people in Minnesota want to just roll their eyes at me, but it was like 50 degrees. And I was like wanting a gold star for being outside, but I had not been outside in 6 days. When you work from home, you have to make the effort to leave the house.
And if
you don't, then you for sure need to be taking your vitamin D.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right, loves. I'm going to get out of here. Let me get the last question. And then I was at a wedding, and they have a local tradition of having a cookie table in Pittsburgh. I ate four. They were very small, fancy cookies. And they were part of my plan, and I ate 2 to 2. So none of this is technically a problem. I wouldn't say it is at all. My question is, my brain is judging these as a problem. Okay, well, let your brain judge it as a problem, but then override it with your conscious brain. Your habit brain is like, this is a problem. This is a problem. We're not going to lose our weight. We're not going to do all the things. Then you have your reasoning brain come in and just be like, but it's not a problem, and here's why. This was all part of the plan. This is how we're going to lose weight. We're going to lose weight long-term by not being afraid of food, not by going someplace, salivating at the mouth, and end up overeating. Or we're not ever going to be able to lose our weight by developing a fear of food, thinking we can't handle ourselves. This is why we plan and experience these things. Should we do any prep work for the Get Your Shit Together for 2020 call? No, we're going to be doing all the work on the call. If I decide there's going to be any kind of something, the tribe will know ahead of time, but there's not really anything you're going to need to. We're going to kind of do a live action workshop where we're going to be talking about 2020. I'm going to help you guys with some why stuff. I just want to make sure that when you are one, you know what tools and you know how to plan to put the PNP stuff in play. We're going to talk about something really exciting that's going to start January 1 and take us through the end of February. It's going to be called the First 60. So every single day, there's going to be a short bite video or something, or a live or something from me for the first 60 days of 2020 that's talking about like one sentence in the planner or what, or like how I'm doing something. And we're going to have some videos of the coaches. There'll be a day where I weigh in live and talk about what I'm thinking. I will keep some clothes on though. I will not get on it naked like I normally do, but we will do some things like that. So we're going to be doing the first 60, and I'll be talking about that, but I'm going to be really helping you get together. What do you need as far as the tools, your mindset, right? And making sure you have a plan and a goal and we're set. I already got that one. Do I have any new bonus courses planned for 2020? We are revamping some of our bonus courses for 2020. So they're going to be getting a rebuff and a refresh. And if there's any that we find that we want to add, we're going to do that. But I think what I want to do is, most of the bonus courses haven't been rewritten in a while. I would like to make sure that they get rewritten. And so we just have some exciting things planned on the bonus courses. But the first big bonus is, of course, the No BS for the first 2 months. And then we will move into March with something for you guys. And I can't remember what the March would. I don't remember what we're going to be doing during March, but I'll find out. But anyway, it'll be good. Like it always is. All right, guys. I will talk to you later. This is wish me and the coaches luck as we craft all the amazement for you guys. There is a surprise it's not so much of a surprise when I tell you, there's going to be a Facebook Live tomorrow night. I will not be doing this on Zoom. It was not in the massive action line, just so everybody knows. But I'm going to talk about a concept about relationships, in terms of basically like how relationships are in your brain and what happens when, why it's so dangerous essentially for us to believe that other people are causing our feelings, whether or not we're going to have good feelings about things or not. It's just really important to always take ownership of your own feelings, and why this is so important. This is really good information for the holidays, since you guys are going right into the holiday season, like the, you know, full steam ahead. And for also accountability groups, because I think there's a lot of things that are going on in PNP where you guys love each other so much, or you guys want to be loved so much. And it's so important that we are reminding ourselves constantly that anytime we feel anything, it is always because of a thought we had about something. The more practice you get on that, the more you go through life being able to control your action line. Because if anybody else is in charge of your feelings, they're also in charge of your action line usually. You will start eating. You will start doing these things, and you will think all of it's happening because of them. And if that, like, when we set ourselves up for that life, you know, short of people moving out of our house, our, like, toddlers learning how to, like, be a little adult at the age of 3, like, I want you guys to think about it. You're requiring other people to figure out how to be perfect so that you can go about life and do your stuff. And it's like when you really take that ownership, it's a game changer for you. It's like you get to be upset now without having to eat over it. You get to be upset because you're like, I know that I'm choosing to be upset because I don't like this, versus they did this to me. Okay, so we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow night. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Queens Club, I will see you in 15 minutes. Bye, y'all.